KJAN Sports.
Time now for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. In Major League Baseball, Max Scherzer has become the third Major League pitcher to win his first nine decisions this season and the first Tigers hurler to do it since Vern Kennedy in 1938. Scherzer limited the Royals to two runs and three hits over seven innings in Detroit's 3-2 triumph at Kansas City. Scherzer received the victory after Victor Martinez lifted a sacrifice fly to break a 2-2 tie in the eighth. Omar Infante had three hits and scored once as the Tigers ended the Royals' season-high six-game winning streak. Also in the majors, Cleveland lost 12 straight road games and eight straight overall until Corey Kluber held the Rangers to one run over eight innings to pitch the Indians past Texas 5-2. Drew Stubbs hit a two-run single into the fifth while the Indians were building a 5-0 lead. Alan Craig hit a three-run homer and a St. Louis Cardinals scored seven unearned runs and two errors to hammer the New York Mets 9-2. Matt Holliday had three hits and scored three times to back Michael Wacha, who worked six innings for his first Major League win. Xavier Paul and Zach Cozart each belted three-run homers, and Joey Votto added a two-run shot as Cincinnati pounded the Cubs 12-2 in Chicago. Tony Cingrani tossed seven strong innings as the Reds earned their 11th straight win at Wrigley Field. Gerrit Cole had a memorable Major League debut in Pittsburgh's 8-2 rout of San Francisco, hitting a two-run single in his first at-bat and taking a shutout into the seventh inning. Pedro Alvarez went 3-for-3 with a home run to back Cole. Tyler Colvin homered twice and drove in four runs in Colorado's 8-3 win over Washington. Carlos Gonzalez also hit a tie-breaking three-run homer in the Rockies' five-run fifth inning. Desmond Jennings hit two of Tampa Bay's four homers in an 8-3 thumping of Boston. John Lester served up three gopher balls and was lifted after Matt Joyce's two-run blast put the Rays ahead 7-3 in the fifth. Baltimore is a season-high nine games over 300 after Miguel Gonzalez allowed one run over eight innings of a 3-2 win over the L.A. Angels. Nick Marcakis hit a tie-breaking two-run single in the seventh inning of the Orioles' third straight win. Jose Bautista hit a game-tying homer in the ninth inning before Toronto scored twice in the tenth to beat the White Sox 7-5 in Chicago. Rajay Davis scored the go-ahead run on a wild pitch. Justin Morneau capped his three-hit night by delivering the go-ahead single into the eighth inning of Minnesota's 3-2 win against Philadelphia. The Phillies have lost four straight after winning five in a row to climb to one game over 500. Aaron Harang struck out 10 while tossing a two-hitter in Seattle's 4-0 shutout of Houston. Raul Ibanez hit a solo shot in the sixth, his 11th round tripper in 27 games since May the 10th. Giancarlo Stanton smacked his first homer since coming off the DL on Monday, and it was a two-run blast to put Miami ahead in the eighth inning in the 5-4 win against Milwaukee. Derek Dietrich also socked a two-run homer in the Marlins' third victory in four games. The San Francisco Giants put third baseman Pablo Sandoval on a 15-day disabled list Tuesday because of a strained left foot that will force him to wear a walking boot for at least 1 week. Giants manager Bruce Bochy was hopeful that Sandoval will be ready to play when he's eligible to come off the DL on June 25th. Sandoval is hitting .289 with eight home runs in 57 games this season. In other major league news, Clay Buchholz' next start for the Boston Red Sox will be pushed back by at least 2 days. Buchholz left Saturday's game against the LA Angels with what the team called neck tightness. He leads the majors with a 1.71 ERA and is one of the three pitchers with nine victories and no losses. AL Cy Young Award winner David Price is scheduled to throw his first simulated game tomorrow since being sidelined last month by a strained left triceps. The lefty was first scheduled to throw the simulated game Saturday, but Rays manager Joe Maddon said the pitcher threw so well in his second bullpen session Monday that the timeline was moved up. Price was put on the DL for the first time in his career on May the 16th and could rejoin the rotation by later this month or early July. Angels right-hander Robert Cuello has been placed on the 15-day disabled list with a right shoulder inflammation. He's given up three runs and two-thirds of an inning in each of his past two appearances out of the L.A. bullpen. Prior to that, he allowed one run over 11 games. And a busted pipe under the infield at Rangers Ballpark created a sinkhole right behind the pitcher's mound, canceling batting practice before tonight's game against the Cleveland Indians. Workers had to dig a hole more than 3 feet deep to try to fix the pipe under the field that's used to water the infield. The game began without delay. In the football news, as expected, Tim Tebow has signed a contract to play with the Patriots. Sources told the Associated Press it's a 2-year deal. Tebow says he's very thankful for the second chance. Two people with knowledge of the deal say that Tebow was signed for no guaranteed money. One person said he'll make the veteran's minimum salary of $630,000 in 2013 with incentives. Fullback Vonta Leach has been released by the Baltimore Ravens, who failed to agree on a restructured contract with the All-Pro fullback. Leach was an integral part of the running game that helped the Ravens win the Super Bowl. He made the Pro Bowl each of his two seasons in Baltimore. Cincinnati Bengals cornerback Adam Pac-Man Jones has pleaded not guilty to an assault charge after police say he tried to hurt a woman. The not guilty plea came a day after Jones was arrested and then released on his own recognizance. After missing all nine of the New York Knicks' voluntary offseason workouts, veteran wide receiver Hakeem Nicks showed up for the start of the team's mandatory three-day minicamp. Nicks is in the final year of a contract with the Giants. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterbacker Ben Roethlisberger says his right knee is great and that he could practice next week if needed to. Roethlisberger underwent minor surgery last week to address some lingering discomfort in the knee. He expects to be 100% when the training camp opens late next month. Washington QB Robert Griffin III again worked on the side as the Redskins began their spring minicamp. The franchise quarterback was sporting the now familiar large black brace on his right knee. Also, receiver Dante Stallworth has recovered from a serious burn injury suffered in a hot air balloon crash and is practicing with the Redskins. Also in the NFL, new Houston safety Ed Reed is still rehabbing after hip surgery and isn't sure if he'll be ready to play for the Texans in the season opener on September the 9th. Recapping some of the scores in area softball action from last night, it was Arweva over Adair Casey 11-3, Atlantic beating Red Oak in two games, 13-0 in the first, 16-3 in the second. Also in area softball action, it was Ballard over Carroll 12-0, Bedford beating Corning 6-2, Coon Rapids Bayard over West Central Valley of Stewart 12-2, Exira EHK was a 2-0 winner over Cam. Also, it was Nottoway Valley over Lennox in softball, 11-2. Tri-Center beating AHST 5-4 in eight innings. Underwood over Griswold, 16-2. And in baseball action from last night, Atlantic defeated Red Oak 5-0. It was Arweva over Adair Casey, 10-0. Cam over EHK Exira, or Exira EHK as they call it, 1-0. Also, Glenwood beating Lewis Central 4-1. Harlan was a 13-0 winner over Clarinda. IKM Manning downed East Sac County 4-3 in high school baseball action. Nottoway Valley was a 11-1 winner over Lennox in five innings. Tri-Center beats AHST 14-4 in five innings. And Underwood downed Griswold 8-5. That is a check of sports on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.